Item number two is a subdivision and rezoning for the property on the south side of Ravelstone Avenue West of Pegwa Street under file DASZ 10 of 2010. And Mr. Chairman, I do believe that there was an accompanying variance with this application, which has been withdrawn.
The variance is withdrawn, so it's all just, okay.
The variance is under file DAV 1163-88 of 2010-D.
Now, there are a number of people that have registered on the variance here, Mr. Chair, or Mr. Clerk.
Yes, they'll still be considered as having registered for the...
For the full thing? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nobody can see that there. That's the only problem.
Behind? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Then we can't see it.
You know, even in school, I think my back was always to the teacher anyway, but no, just kidding. Okay, the applicant, Susan Russell. Are you together with Norm on this, then?
Yes. I need some support.
All right. And what about Mike Malik? Is he separate, or?
Pardon?
Mike Malik, separate? Oh, he's off. His information's wrong pile here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, if you state your names and addresses for the record, please.
Susan Russell, McGowan Russell, 200 124th Street.
Great.
Norm Boyle. 685 Bonner Avenue.
Great. Go ahead.
Okay. We're here today to discuss the proposed subdivision for Starlight Village. We're here today to discuss the proposed subdivision for Starlight Village. The proposed property is 32.23 acres, located south of Ravelston, west of Pegwas. The proposed development would include 91 fully serviced single-family residential lots, 8.11 acres of multifamily over four sites, and it's actually over 3 acres of open space, which is far in excess of what is required, and a 3.62-acre retention pond. And it's important to point out that the Transcona West Area Structure Plan classifies these lands as residential mixed-use area, which is to include a mix of residential uses, including higher-density residential uses, as well as the single-family uses. We had two public meetings. It's buzzing, isn't it? Okay. We had two public meetings. The issues...
Can we pick the microphone off the stand there, and if you could hold it up closer, possibly?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. We had two public meetings. The major issues were drainage, traffic, and the multifamily sites. With regards to drainage and traffic, I don't think anyone would argue that this is going to improve it based on a lot of the administration report recommendations is going to improve both in the area. The RMFL, we had lots of discussions at the last meeting about it with one particular group, but then after the meeting, I had four different people approach me and say, don't change it because I would really love to move in there when I get older into a condo. So right now, it's staying right now as RMFL and part of this process at this point in time. That's it for that. Can we address issues with regards to the ACG report at this time, or does that wait?
All together. Sure, go ahead.
Yep, okay. With regards to the ACG report, there are... I lost that paper. There are four issues with regards to that at this point in time. The first one is related to Winnipeg Public Service Recommendation 2A2, also related to that is Schedule B, Clause 27, which requires a 15-meter setback from Pegwas with regards to noise attenuation, I think was the reasoning for it. We are respectfully asking for a reduction in that to 7.62 meters or 25 feet. based on what we consider to be precedents under a recently approved plan under ZAA 510 off of Pandora for the Canterbury Park project. They reduced that in that situation to 10 meters in Canterbury Park. The second issue that we would like to discuss.
Order.
Seven.
Order.
It's okay. 25 feet. Yeah. Set back from Peguis instead of the 50 feet that's being requested. Yeah, no problem. And then the other one is there's a request for a frontage road on the, I guess, the Collector Street, I think you call it, that goes from Peguis into the development, a frontage road for what were originally 11 lots, but with the other requests, which we will comply with under the development agreement, that has been reduced to likely only 4 to 5 lots. So to do a frontage road that is more than half of that frontage road would be the entrance into a park becomes cost prohibitive for the developer. Also, to consider that this collector road is really a very short spine and really is going to function more as a local road, in our opinion. So that is the reasoning behind that request to eliminate the frontage road. And that actually affects Schedule B, Clause A5, as well as Schedule B, Clause C11, and Schedule B, Clause C25. The fourth point is related to the Ravelston Road requirement. That's Schedule B, Clause C31. We would just like to request that we get payback on Ravelston through local improvements. I think that is permitted, and we just want to request that formally, that process be initiated. And then under the fourth point is payback on Peguis from the city capital budget. Under Schedule B, Clause C32, There is nothing mentioned in terms of payback on Peguis. And when we say payback on Peguis, we mean the developer will build it, but they're looking for reimbursement on one lane of that pavement. And they're asking that based on the fact that in our opinion and the opinion of many people that we have discussed this with, that this is actually a minor arterial street. We have reports that were done initially for the Transcona Area Structural Plan that identifies Peguis Street as a minor arterial with 4 lanes of pavement, and respectfully request based on that, actually also under the City of Winnipeg Transportation Standards Manual, it meets the definition of minor arterial street under that as well. And there's significant precedence throughout the city for the city paying for the second lane of pavement it went per direction on a minor arterial street on a 4-lane pavement. We could find no precedence for the developer paving for both lanes, but maybe Shirley can let us know about that. Also, in the original clause with regards to the request for the setback for noise attenuation under Schedule B, Clause C27, it talks about Peguis being a high-volume street and all these kinds of things as the support for requesting that setback. And yet, under this particular clause, they're saying no, it doesn't meet the requirements, and therefore there should be no payback under that scenario. So we do have a couple of issues with regards to that. Also, with regards to arterial, I think most of you are, I know Shirley definitely knows this, that an arterial is identified or defined in the City of Winnipeg Transportation Standards Manual as a 4-lane street, 4-lane full pavement street, up to 20,000 cars. A collector is 2 lanes with up to 4,000 cars. Current counts are 1,200 and 1,500 in each direction. Our development will only add about 350 to 500 cars a day on Peguis. But the ultimate build-out on Peguis, they're saying 17,000 to 21,000 cars on Peguis. So that's the reasoning behind saying that we believe this meets the criterion for arterial and therefore meets the criterion for potential for payback. Did I miss anything?
No? That's good.
No. Okay. That's everything. Any question? Oh, I guess that's your job.
Any questions of the committee?
The delegation.
Question. When you filed the pre-application, the drawing was slightly different than this one, and the park was not in the location that it is now.
No.
No, it wasn't.
This was for discussion purposes. Yeah, they brought the other one.
In the pre-application, right?
No, it was not. No, that was in the pre-application there, but this was for discussion purposes.
My impression that was the pre-application, and then afterwards you file your formal application. The application coming forward was actually this, what we see here today. Correct.
Correct.
So,
this was for discussion purposes, one way or the other. And as I was saying before, we could come back after the fact and doctor that corner up so that it could come out like this.
Yeah, but that would mean another subdivision rezoning.
Just on that corner, yes.
On that corner.
Yeah.
Why do things twice if you can't do it right the first time?
Well, because it allows us time to dig the lake, et cetera, and get going next spring.
No, I appreciate that, but I'm trying to deal with this through this committee today, and you're presenting an application which is different than what I saw at the pre-application.
Well, the pre-application was that. This was discussion purposes at the time.
Yeah,
we've
I know.
Never done
but,
that.
But I think I gave you my comments at that time. At the pre-application. So I guess the choice, it's up to you folks at the end, because it's your application. You know, we can go through the scenario today.
Mm-hmm.
We can go through the scenario today. We can have all the delegations. You can respond, and I can reject your application because it's not what was presented to me in the pre-application.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can file for... You can withdraw the application and file and re-advertise, and then it would be back here in September based on what was going to be the original park plan that I saw originally.
Well, we would like to hear the what people have to say against it so we know what we're dealing with at this time.
So you wish for us to go through the hearing?
Well, we could withdraw it later before the end of the hearing.
Well, I'm trying to be practical here, Mr. Boyle. If there's a way that we can do this so that we're going to be hearing that, you know, the delegations would still be open for delegation because you're putting a new application in for September's consideration,
mm-hmm.
versus going to having a public hearing again. You know, what the scenario that you just explained to me. Is a scenario what you're suggesting is that we go through this process and that we go through another process maybe in a year or two or whenever you want to clean up, as you said, the park area.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm saying that that's not acceptable. I'm saying that it'd be better to do everything right the first time, especially since that was presented to me in the pre-application.
Well, we had presented a plan A and plan B at the pre-application. And I would have to talk to John before I could make that decision right now.
Do you want us to take a 10-minute break?
Sure.
All right. Mr. Okay. Chairman, I'll move that we take a 10-minute recess.
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
Thanks.